listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Final thoughts here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't forget, it's Thursday, and that means you get the Mike Pettine Show on radio from 7 to 8, and then if you want to double dip on television on News Channel 5.
Television or television?
What did I say?
Television.
Listen, man. You got the vision, the vision, the vising,
the
wing, whatever.
The beer.
The wing. The
sport.
Beer, the sport.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
The meat.
The meat.
Arby, we have the meat.
Just one meat.
Just one meat. It's just Arby. You can also get tonight the Mike Pettine Show, driven by Liberty Ford, on television on News Channel 5, WEWS at 7:30. I sit down with
my DVR is already set.
I sit down with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. I sit down with Big Play Gare. And you, Matt Wilhelm, are on the field with Carlos Dansby.
I
That's
am.
Right.
Talking picks.
That's why your DVR set, I imagine.
Oh, no. It's all about you, man.
Oh, well, you get to look at me right now. Gaze upon me, Matt. Go ahead. Go ahead. Soak it all in right now. All right. We heard from Howard Balzer. Listen, their offensive line.
You listen.
The weakest part of that team.
I'm taking my headphones
get
off.
After
I'm not
them.
Listening.
His headphones are off, folks.
I'll listen. That's
Dino,
okay.
That's right.
Okay, I'm listening again now.
This is a game that is going to be won. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. That's going to be won in the trenches. And unfortunately, it seems like a horrific matchup for the Browns, but yet that's what this team was built to do. It was built from the inside out. It was built, attention paid to the defensive line. Three additions, Shelton, Starks, Cooper, the offensive line. You drafted Cam Irving, but you've got five starters from last year all back this year. This is a game that's going to be won up front, and right now the Browns look to be on the wrong side of the up front part of this, but they've got to find a way to win it, and that's the only way they go into St. Louis, barring, you know, turnovers where the Rams shoot themselves in the foot. That's how they go to St. Louis and win this game.
It does, but the confidence that I have in the Cleveland Browns is that we've talked continually about the St. Louis Rams having five number one picks make up the front four and then a backup in Nick Fairley, but as I've said before on this show, when you take where we've drafted our starting five and add in Cam Irving, we average a first-round pick along that front line as well. So it is really a battle of how these teams have chosen to make up their football team. They have chosen to spend all their assets along the defensive line and have them affect the football game. We've chosen to add assets along the offensive line to secure our passing game, our running backs, and so on and so forth. So it's good on good. Going into the season, they are living up to one of the best defensive lines in football.
Absolutely.
And I think we're taking steps towards being back in the realm of a top five football team this year, a top five offensive line this year. So we've taken steps, and it will be a challenge. Who wins that challenge most likely will win this football game.
I think it's a very good point, and again, you got to try to stop Gurley. It's amazing when you think about it. Same team, same conditions. Trey Mason, Benny Cunningham averaging 5.4 yards per carry combined. Todd Gurley averaging 5.7 yards a carry.
And you know what? In referencing Gurley in this fashion, it goes back into, I think it was 2007, Adrian Peterson's rookie year when he went for the record on us as a Chargers defense. We probably had him at like maybe you said it before, 50, 60, 70 yards in the first half, you know, and it was stopping him and stopping him and stopping him and wearing them down. But it's a football team at the time in Minnesota that was entirely predicated around Adrian Peterson, the same way that these St. Louis Rams are predicated now with Todd Gurley. But they kept feeding him, and he'd pop one, and then he popped one, and then he built comp, and then it just got to the point where they were literally lining up in the same formation, running the same play,
saying stop it,
blocking it up versus a different defense or the same defense and saying stop it, and we couldn't. And then they just flip it to the other side and do it the same thing the other way. So they were stressing the other guys. And it was just and it was nothing you could do.
Is there anything more frustrating as a player when
that's
happening?
No, there's not.
When they're just lined up and being like, we're going to run the ball and you can't do anything.
It's like, you're like tapping them on the shoulder as they walk away with the victory football. Can I have my manhood back, please?
Can I
like, for tomorrow so I can wake up and feel like a man a little bit? Thanks.
Go to Arby's if you need to get the meats, okay?
That's right.
No. All right, that'll do it for us today. We've got to thank the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, John DeFilippo, the defensive coordinator, Jim O'Neill. Of course, Howard Balzer from the Sports Exchange in St. Louis breaking down the Browns and the Rams. Our great producer, Dave DiNatale. And all of you who called and tweeted into the show today, tomorrow, the key will be in Friday. Forecast getting ready for the Browns and the Rams. Some
talk
more
a little
NFL
Michigan,
picks.
Michigan State.
We certainly will. It is going to be great. That'll all happen tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850 WKNR. For Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Have a good day, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.